total length, including trunk and tail, 48 feet. Length of tusks, 9.5 feet. Ears in keeping with these dimensions. Footprint resembles the mark left when one upends a barrel into snow. Color of the elephant, a dull white. Has a hole the size of a plate in each ear for the insertion of jewelry, and possesses the habit in a remarkable degree of squirting water upon spectators and of maltreating with its trunk not only such persons as he is acquainted with, but even entire strangers. Limps slightly with his right hind leg, and has a small scar in his left armpit caused by a former boil. Had on, when stolen, a castle containing seats for 15 persons and a gold-clot saddle blanket the size of an ordinary carpet.
There were no mistakes. The inspector touched the bell and handed the description to his aide, a youth named Alaric.
Have 50,000 copies of this printed at once and mailed to every detective office and pawnbroker shop on the continent. There. So far, so good. Next, I must have a photograph of the property.
I gave him one. He examined it critically.
It must do, since we can do no better. But he had his trunk coiled up and tucked into his mouth. That is unfortunate, and is calculated to mislead, for, of course, he does not usually have it in that position. Alaric, have 50,000 copies of this photograph made the first thing in the morning and mail them with a descriptive circulars. Now it will be necessary to offer a reward, of course. Now, as to the amount...
What sum would you suggest?
To begin with, I should say, $25,000. It is an intricate and difficult business. There are 1,000 avenues of escape and opportunities of concealment. These thieves have friends and pals everywhere.
Bless me, do you know who they are?
Never mind about that. I may, and I may not. We generally gather a pretty shrewd inkling of who our man is by the manner of his work and the size of the game he goes after. Now, as to the animal's habits, there are cases in detective history to show that criminals have been detective through peculiarities in their appetites. Now, what does this elephant eat, and how much?
Well, as to what he eats, he will eat anything. He will eat a man, he will eat a Bible. He will eat anything between a man and a Bible.
Good, very good indeed, but too general. Details are necessary. Details are the only valuable things in our trade. Very well. As to men, at one meal, or if you prefer, during one day, how many men will he eat, if fresh?
He would not care if they were fresh or not. At a single meal, he would eat 5 ordinary men.
Very good. 5 men. We will put that down. Now, what nationalities would he prefer?
He is indifferent about nationalities. He prefers acquaintances, but is not prejudiced against strangers.
Very good. Now, as to Bibles. How many Bibles would he eat at a meal?
He would eat an entire edition.
Very well. He likes men and Bibles. So far, so good. What else will he eat? I want particulars.
There is nothing whatever that he will not eat but European butter. And he would eat that if he could taste it.
Very good. General quantity at a meal, say about...
Anywhere from 1/4 to 1/2 ton.
Any drinks?
He will drink anything that is fluid, except European coffee.
Very good. As to quantity?
Put it down to 5 to 15 barrels. His thirst varies. His other appetites do not.
These things are unusual. They ought to furnish quite good clues toward tracing him. Alaric, summon Captain Burns.
Burns appeared. Inspector Blunt unfolded the whole matter to him, detail by detail.
Captain Burns, detail Detective Jones, Davis, Halsey, Bates, and Hackett to shadow the elephant.
Yes, sir.
Place a strong guard, a guard of 30 picked men with a relief of 30, over the place from whence the elephant was stolen.
Yes, sir.
Furnish all these men with photograph and accompanying description of the elephant, and instruct them to search all trains and outgoing ferry boats and other vessels.
Yes, sir.
If the elephant should be found, let him be seized and the information forwarded to me by...